Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Peach State Prospects Podcast. A bit of a different episode today. This is going to be our first emergency podcast. And well, Rob is out of the country currently doing his little tour of South America. So it's just going to be me and Joe today. I'm going to be hosting. Joe, how are you doing?
Would be doing a lot better if I wasn't trapped in my bedroom closet waiting for my landscapers to stop using a leaf blower right outside my window. But other than that, I'm doing well. This is an exciting emergency pod for us to do. So how are you doing?
I am doing good. Normally we wouldn't be recording inside of closets, but Robert Murray on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, today announced that or reported that Spencer Schwellenbach is being promoted to the major league level to make a start on Wednesday. Now the team has not confirmed this, but we have no reason to doubt the report, right? Like, we're expecting that this is going to happen. And for me, it's a little bit of a surprise, but you know, we talked about Spencer Schwellenbach a couple episodes. It was episode 4 of the podcast. We like Spencer Schwellenbach a lot. I think that we're all a lot higher on him than maybe national guys are. But I want to go to you and kind of, you don't expect a guy to get called up after 2 double-A starts. But at the same time, Schwellenbach has looked very good. 13 total innings, no runs, 17 strikeouts. So are you surprised by this move for the Braves? And do you think that if you were making the decisions, would this have been the guy that you would have gone with?
You know, I actually am a little bit surprised. I really thought that this would be, I thought it would be Winans or one of those guys from AAA. I thought Waldrop would have been the call before Schwellenbach this year. I think on our episode about Schwellenbach, we kind of both agreed that it would be late this year if he got called up, and it would probably be in the bullpen because of an innings restriction. But, you know, when I look at his numbers, it just looks like he's a guy who, you know, the game's not going to get away from him. He's not going to walk a ton of guys. And I think right now that's important. Well, I think the Rule 5 implication also kind of played into this decision because he was going to have to be added to the 40-man at some point this year anyways. So maybe they're looking at Waldrop as having some stuff they really want him to work on and not really fast-track him and rush him. Maybe they thought Schwellenbach is a little bit closer to a safe, more finished product, I guess you could say. He doesn't have as much to work on that they could put in there and not feel like he's being rushed. But yeah, I'm surprised. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like I said, I didn't expect it to be this quick, but I would have, you know, I think a lot of it too is AJ Smith-Shawver got injured. That would have been the guy that we all would have agreed that's the guy, right? You know, Smith-Shawver's injured. Winans missed his last start, so who knows really what his status is. And now, really, no one else at AAA has done all that much. And so you look at Schwellenbach, and for me, it's a guy that he has a good pitch mix. He commands the ball well. Like you said, he throws strikes, and so you don't feel like he's going to hurt you necessarily. And so definitely it's a surprise, and I'm not sure if, you know, I think all things being equal, it would have been nice if they could have stuck with Smith-Shawver because he looked very good in his last start. But with the guys that are currently healthy, how much trust do you have in Dylan Dodd? How much trust do you have in Bryce Elder, who walked 7 guys in his last start? I don't think that Schwellenbach, for me, is all that far behind that point. And I think we've really seen that, you know, he talked about pitch usage in the last podcast about him, where he's kind of not throwing the slider, wasn't throwing the slider all that much, was more curveball, fastball. We're seeing more of those sliders, I think, at the AA level from what I've seen from him. We're seeing more of those sliders, and we're seeing him really dominate with that pitch the way that the metrics on the pitch would kind of indicate. And so I think for me, he's better maybe than the pure numbers at high A looked. And so far at AA, it's kind of, he's had his 2 highest strikeout totals in his first 2 games at AA, which is very interesting. You know, I kind of mentioned, you know, that change with him in terms of, you know, his pitch mix, but Schwellenbach in his last couple of starts, do you feel like the numbers are a reflection of improvements in command and stuff, or is it just kind of more fluctuation for him? Have you seen genuine changes from Schwellenbach?
I don't know that I've seen significant changes. I think he's just progressing normally. I think we tend to forget he's only had 24 appearances
24 starts in his career so far. So I don't know if there's significant changes as much as it's just getting in a routine and building on what he did last year. I think he has the base there to be successful. So I'm kind of not looking for massive changes with him. I think what he has right now will be successful. It's just refining his pitches, I think.
Yeah. And you know, I want to bring up another point that we mentioned in the podcast, the last podcast, and that, you know, like you said a minute ago, he's only thrown 65 innings in his career. He did that last year. He also had a shoulder injury, which kind of limited him somewhat in his innings. He's already up to 45 this year. And so you have to think that the Braves aren't necessarily going to limit him with a hard cap of saying you're only throwing 100 innings, 110 this year, but they're going to keep a close eye on him. And so, I think that's my main concern with him. Do you feel that there's really any other concerns with either his command or his pitches and how he's going to handle getting to the next level?
I don't see any real major red flags with him on the repertoire makeup side at all, anything like that. I think he has the makings to be successful at this level. I really think that what he showed at Double A, as we've kind of discussed in previous pods, is one of the biggest jumps. I mean, obviously going from any minor level to the majors is the biggest jump, but outside of that, that High A to Double A is probably right there with it. So I don't really have any concerns about him performance wise. It's does he run out of gas? How long do they really expect to have him in the rotation? I mean, you nailed it with, I believe that they promoted AJ Smith-Shawver with the idea of kind of giving him the keys and kind of, hey, run with it now. It's your spot to keep. But the oblique injury really threw a wrench into that plan. So that's really the only thing for me is how long can he go before they have to shut him down? I know that Alex Anthopoulos has said countless times that he's not big on putting a hard, fast innings limit on anybody. They just go by feel, which I think is the right way to do it. I think you just go and play it by ear and see how the guy's throwing, how he's bouncing back from starts. But it's really hard to tell. He may get up there close to 100 innings this year, but that's really going to be a stretch because it's 35 innings more than what he's ever pitched in a year. So that's my only concern is how long can he keep it up? But the good news is he has been going deeper into games. I believe he went into the seventh inning his last start, and that was the only time he's gone into the seventh inning this year. So it's not like he's being, you know, held back to four and five innings a start right now. So I think coming out of the gate, he'll be fine. It's just how long can he keep it up before he starts to fade a little bit, like we saw Bryce Elder do last year?
Yeah. And, you know, another point, you mentioned him going into the seventh inning last start. He only threw 76 pitches. That's one of the things, too. That's one of the things I would look at with the comparison between him and Waldrop is with Waldrop, even when he's on his good days, you don't know if you're going to get six innings out of him because he throws so many pitches. He throws a lot of balls. With Schwellenbach, you feel like at the very least, he's going to be efficient with his pitches and you're going to get four innings out of him, even if he doesn't look that great. I do think that helps, especially with a team that as many injuries as the Braves have, they need guys that can pitch and can consistently give them innings. And that does, I think, help. But, you know, I want to talk expectations here and kind of finish off with the expectations with him. And the big question is he ready? I don't think that, for a major league player, you're never ready to make that step. It's just such a big leap that even the best players struggle that first year or year or two in the league. But do you feel like he's ready to come up and stick around for a while? Or is it more of we had to put this guy on the 40-man roster anyways, might as well just get a start out of him and kind of see how it goes going forward? Do you think it's a permanent move and that he's ready to make that move? Or do you think it's just kind of a spot start type of situation?
So it's tough to say, but here's my true feeling on it. I think this is a Mike Soroka call-up situation where maybe they wouldn't have called him up this early, but they have a need. And Alex Anthopoulos and the organization look at him right now as the best option, the best chance to win tomorrow's game. So I think that's the decision, right? I also agree with you that a prospect's never completely ready because it's such a massive change. It's like that high school five-star prospect going into college football. They're never going to be ready to play in front of 100,000 people on that first Saturday, right? But I think he, with his makeup and what he does on the mound, I think he is prepared to handle the situation better than a lot of prospects are. So I don't think he's going to – it's like we talked about with Ian Mejia in our last episode. I don't think he's going to be rattled by the moment. I don't think he's going to be someone who is just going to kind of, you know, like some people say, lose their mind out there on the mound. And I do like the fact that he throws strikes. So it's not going to be a guy like this is what would frustrate me at times with Bryce Elder is he doesn't have the pure stuff to just pitch in the zone a lot of times. So if he's off, he has to nibble and he walks guys, puts guys on base. And then because he can't miss bats, gives up a big hit and there's a 4-run inning. I don't really see a ton of that with Spencer Schwellenbach. And I think he is a pitcher who you can kind of see that ball rolling if he starts to get hit, but he's not going to walk three guys in an inning and then give up those big hits. So I think he's as prepared from that standpoint as you could expect a prospect to be. And as far as permanent change, I think they're going to ride the wave as long as they can until either he runs out of gas or shows some signs of something that pops up that they need him to go work on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I tend to agree with the evaluation that, you know, Schwellenbach, you know, in college, he didn't pitch a ton, but he pitched, you know, with Nebraska, he pitched in big games, big, you know, top level Division I games, pitched in the postseason. So that experience is not the same as the major league level by any means, but being able to know what it feels like to pitch in front of people and pitch in situations where every pitch you throw matters does help somewhat with that preparation. And, you know, before we finish off here, again, I want to point you guys back to episode 4, where we went in deep detail about Schwellenbach and a lot of the information that we know about him in regards to his pitch usage and his mechanics and what he's done, his background. And then coming up on our next episode, we're interviewing Chris Harris, the play-by-play guy for the Mississippi Braves. He's a guy that, you know, we like a lot, and we're really, definitely was not the plan initially, but now we're going to get a chance to kind of pick his brain in terms of what he's seen with Schwellenbach in the couple of games that he's been with Mississippi. And I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you guys are too. And just to finish it out, what are your expectations for Schwellenbach? You know, for me, I don't think that he's going to be a guy like Spencer Strider that's an immediate star. There's very few guys that are, but in terms of a guy that can come up and give you 5 to 6 every outing, hang around a 4 ERA, I think that he definitely has the capability with his pitch mix. And do you kind of feel like he's that type of guy that could come up and maybe not be an impact postseason guy, but has the poison, has the pitch mix to come up and immediately be a solid piece to the team?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think if you expect him to come up and be, you know, a dynamic frontline starter out of the gate, you're going to be disappointed. So prepare yourself to have some realistic expectations here. I think he is the type of pitcher that will keep the team in games, give him a chance to win every time he goes out there. I mean, every starter is going to have a hiccup here. And I mean, look at Max Fried. He's had a couple starts he'd like to forget, but I think he's going to keep you in the game and give you a chance to win far more often than not when he's out there on the mound. And I think that's all the Braves need right now. I think, you know, the Braves offense will turn it around. They're going to be able to score runs. And if they can get back anywhere close to what they're capable of, then Spencer Schwellenbach is going to be perfectly fine in that spot. You're not going to ask him to go out there and have a 180 ERA all year. But he does have a good arm. Like I said, he throws strikes. He's going to keep you in the game. He's going to be able to get to eat innings, I think, with the way he throws. So again, I think that's the expectation for me, kind of just give him a chance to win every fifth day.
I mean, I think that's absolutely pretty much, I think we're kind of all on the same page with Schwellenbach. We all like him. And, you know, it's kind of nice to know, like, that this team is good enough that even though the national media says, well, the system's down, they're not very good, you got a guy that you can go in and pick out a double A and say, hey, we think this guy can make starts right now. I think that it's nice, you know, the amount of pitching depth the Braves have built. And I don't think it's impossible to say that Schwellenbach would be at triple A right now if they didn't already have like 6 guys at triple A. Do you kind of agree with that?
No, I completely agree. I think he's someone who's shown that he's definitely capable of pitching and sticking at AAA. But like you said, we have a lot of guys that are already on the 40-man, and you're not going to demote those guys down to AAA when you may need them for a spot start or to give the bullpen a fresh arm who can eat some innings, because it's just easier to have them right there down the road. So, yeah, I think he would definitely already be in AAA. And the last thing I want to say, too, is who knows? I mean, this could be, as you said, we had our expectations as potentially coming in late in the season as maybe a bullpen arm as he gets close to kind of his limit on innings. Maybe this is a way for him to get in there right now where there isn't as much pressure. I mean, it's May still, so it's not like he's pitching at the end of the season in a heated pennant race right now. So maybe even if they have to kind of shut him down or option him out to save those innings, if he shows that he's effective with his arm, that could be someone you bring back after you kind of limit those innings and in a bullpen role at the end of the year, like they did with Spencer Strider in 2021. And maybe he's a weapon out of the bullpen come October if they see that he's capable of that. You know, there's a lot of options with him, especially if you get that debut out of the way. I'm just really excited to see what he can do at the major league level. I'm also excited for a lot more people to see him pitch now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's definitely an exciting time. It's crazy now the Braves with Strider, with AJ Smith-Shawver, with Schwellenbach have three guys that really didn't pitch a lot as pros, really didn't pitch a ton as amateurs at a high level, and kind of made it to the major leagues within a couple of years. That's not a lot of teams can get guys from the major leagues that fast, and it's been impressive. Joe, I appreciate your time. I think we're both kind of on the edge of our seat to watch tomorrow night, and I hope everybody should be looking forward to this next start, because I think Schwellenbach is a guy that I think we both agree is going to be in the system is going to be at the major level for a long time for this team. We have a lot of faith in him. So thank you. And again, if you guys go back a couple of episodes, episode 4, we talked about Schwellenbach. It was a great episode, one of our best, and we're really looking forward to this next start.